Welcome to another edition of the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Hopefully your Wednesday evening is going well. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Bartlesville Football Bruins, John McKee. We're live from beautiful downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza every Wednesday evening at 6:30 right here on K1. Of course, you can stream us online as well, bartlesvilleradio.com, and to your mobile device on the Bartlesville Radio app. Second John McKee Show of the 2017 season. Bartlesville 1-0 after a 30-25 win at McAllister this past Friday. And Coach McKee, we'll just open up with a good evening and your thoughts on this past Friday.
Well, it's great to be here as usual. We went down to McAllister last Friday and played a tough McAllister Buffalo team and was fortunate to come away with the victory. I thought we did a lot of good things in that ball game. A lot of things we can clean up, obviously. A lot of young kids, especially offensively, playing, their first varsity game, kind of working through some things. But, we found a way to win a game. Plain and simple, we got it done. Wasn't pretty at times, but like I tell people, we got it done. But, you look at that first quarter offensively, and we're moving the ball at will. We get down inside the five twice. And we got to settle for field goal. So we definitely got to clean some of those issues up because we got to come away with touchdowns, especially being inside the five-yard line. Defensively, I thought we played really well all night. You give up, one busted play, I think, that went for 50 yards or so for a touchdown. Other than that, they had one other play that was maybe over 20 yards. But defensively, we played really, really well. I think they had minus 8 yards total offense in the second half. So was really pleased with that. And we knew that our defense was going to be the strength of our team, kind of where we're going to hang our hat on, so to speak. But I thought they played really well, especially in the second half. And special teams, we come away with 3 field goals. So that was a huge bonus for us. So we get down inside the 5, and you got to kick a field goal, but you got to make points too. You got to get something. So we were able to do that, and then Tayton Hopkins came away with 3 big field goals for us.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee here on the John McKee Show, live on K1 every Wednesday evening at 6:30 from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville, speaking about the Bruins' 30-25 win at McAllister this past Friday. We can get to the defense because obviously that was huge. Mentioned the negative 8 yards in the second half. Allowed 25 points. Pretty much 12 or 13 of those were gift-wrapped. One was a pick six, and McAllister had a punt return all the way down to the 1 yard line, I believe, mm-hmm. at another time. So the defense hardly gave up anything at all of its own accord. We'll talk about them in a second, but let's talk about the offense first. Really impressed with how you guys moved the football. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. It was over 400 yards of total offense. Moved it on the ground very well. Lake and Cloudis had a good day running the football. Obviously, Noah Sunday ran the ball pretty well for you all, and he threw the ball pretty well too. So I guess it ends and begins at the quarterback spot. So let's talk about Noah Sunday's first start in his varsity career.
Sure. Noah, you mentioned the one pick six that he had, the one big mistake that he had all night. But outside of that, I thought he played really, really well. I mean, he played within himself. He didn't try to, we talked to him all week. And we talked to this about this last week also. But, him going out and just be Noah, right? Just go out and do what you can do and don't try to be something that you're not. Don't try to be a Colton Penrod. Just do what Noah can do. And I thought he did a great job of playing within himself, playing within the offense, and making, good decisions. And using his feet when he had to, getting outside the pocket and finding the open guys. John Cohn had a great, great game receiving. I think he had 185 yards receiving, 13 receptions, something like that. So another kid offensively that came up big for us. And you mentioned Lakin Cloudis. Lakin was was huge for us there in that game because our starting tailback DeAndre Young was out with a concussion, so Lakin stepped in and did a great job. He really did. But back to Noah. I mean, I thought he played really, really well, especially for his first outing and first varsity game, and especially being in that atmosphere at McAllister. I thought he did really well.
Yeah, and you talked about him being a gamer. That's something that you've spoken about a lot whenever you're asked about Noah Sunday. And I think I read a quote from you with Mr. Tupa in the newspaper, and this is something that struck me at the time as well. When I've gotten to see him play in game action now 2 times, Noah Sunday, and a lot of the mistakes that he's made it's not like he's got plenty of time, he's setting his feet, and he's just airmailing it, or he's making a terrible throw when he has time or he's set up. He tends to make a bad decision, maybe throw off his back foot. He's trying to do a little bit too much with his legs or something like that. And that is, I think, as you put it, easily correctable. It's not like you're dealing with something where he's just, you know, missing a left and right. That's not the case. He just made a poor decision, and he did the same type of thing against Collinsville a couple of weeks ago at scrimmage.
You know, and we knew, you know going into a game like that and a kid that is in his first varsity, start, those things are going to happen. You're just going to have to live with some of them. You just hope that, he plays within himself and we can minimize those mistakes as much as possible. And I thought that's what he did the other night.
Used his feet really well. I know he's only ended up with like 30 or 40 yards rushing, but you have quarterbacks in high school and they take the sacks into account there. That completely kind of disrupts what, was a really good rushing game for him. So thought he had a lot of success on both sides of football there. Talked about Lakin Cloudis, and he also got some pretty good play from Zane Ramsey, who came in after he had really struggled to score a touchdown. He came in, and I know Lakin was out there on defense at least a decent amount. I remember calling his name a few times.
Sure.
So you worked in Zane Ramsey some at tailback, and he scored a touchdown. And then you came in with Brady Wano, who, a big fella, came in at the Wildcat spot, and he had a couple nice rushes and ended up scoring as well.
He did. Zane scored a touchdown for us there, giving Lakin a rest here and there. But I thought he ran the ball really hard and really well the other night. So and another senior that's stepping in and giving us some quality minutes there. And we did have big Brady at in our Wildcat package down on the goal line, and he was able to punch in another touchdown for us down there. So good for him.
Now, do we have a name for the Brady Wano package? Do you guys have a name for it yet? Because Jay and I had speculated a few names, if you want to hear what they are.
How about we call him the Brady Dozer. How about that?
The Brady Dozer? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of that because of the whole Bell Dozer Oklahoma thing. I wanted to call it the Wano Wildcat because I'm a fan of alliteration. But Jay's thought was the Brady Dozer as well. So hopefully we get to see that a few more times and we can settle on a name, as Brady Wano had a rushing touchdown in Bartlesville's 30-25 win over McAllister. Let's talk about the defense now. Haven't gotten a chance to talk about them. Really locked things down in the second half. McAllister a little bit one-dimensional on offense. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to have that this Friday against Owosso, but still, those two Martin brothers, they're pretty electric. And we were talking about that throughout the ball game, that they do a lot of that option read type stuff, and you've got some guys that are really fast, and man, if they broke a tackle or two and found some open field, they're pretty scary. You saw it that one time with AJ, the quarterback, mm-hmm. who ended up getting, I believe that was a 45-yard touchdown, and you guys really did a good job starting off right. You locked them down at the very beginning. There was a portion of time where they started to get a lot of positive yardage toward like the middle of the ball game, maybe that second quarter area, but once you got into the second half, you really locked it down once again.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, they're, with those two guys in the backfield, kind of that 1-2 punch, I mean, when them running the zone read, I mean, you have to be very disciplined, very, take care of your job, take care of your assignment, and if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay, and they did that to us there in the second quarter. As you mentioned, they just started moving the ball a little bit. But, our defense stuck with it. We kept playing, and I think we kind of wore them down there in the second half, and as I mentioned earlier, I think they only had -8 yards total offense. So probably only threw the ball like five times that second half. But really, really pleased with our defensive effort, especially those front five guys. Played really, really well. I got to mention Logan Hartman. Logan Hartman came in and because we're having to play Lakin on offense, we didn't start him on defense. So Logan stepped in and played really, really well at that outside linebacker spot, along with Brian Dillon on the other side. I thought those guys, with all the jet sweeps and the outside zones that they were trying to run on us and trying to get the edge, those guys did a good job of turning it back in to Lucas and to Tyler. And so really, really pleased with those two
guys.
Yeah,
I remarked during the ball game on how impressed I was with Brian Dillon. And, of course, and we talk a lot about you guys as inside linebackers. In fact, we're going to talk to one of them here in just a moment. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Tyler Gillette is tonight's player profile, senior inside linebacker for the Bruins. So we'll be speaking with Tyler Gillette here in a moment on the John McKee Show. But I was really impressed with Brian Dillon. And you mentioned Logan Hartman as well. And even some of the backup guys, you know, you showed off your depth a little bit. I know I had a Noah Yazzie call in there as well. And some of those other second string guys came in and blended right in. And you saw, you know, someone like Tyler Gillette doing that a couple seasons ago. Some of these guys, that's how they grow up. They get in there in second team. And it seemed like everybody kind of subbed in like they should on Friday.
Yeah, so those guys were able to get in the game and get some quality reps and some valuable reps. That's going to bode well for us later on down the road. Because you know, it's hard to get those backups in the game all the time, but we were managed to get a few of them in, and we're gonna be better for it down the road.
Bartlesville 1-0 Bruins with a 30-25 win against McAllister this past Friday. That was on the road. And just one last question on McAllister. We'll take a break, come back, and talk to Mr. Gillette. But you know, I was looking through the Tulsa World the Friday before, and I think two of the like 12 guys to pick Bartlesville. So most of them pick McAllister. That's a tough ball game. It's on the, and you remember how good that McAllister win looked at the end of last year when you had beaten them to open up the season. And I have a feeling that this is going to be a similar type win. On top of the fact you guys had to drive 2 hours and 15 minutes down there, open up their season. It was a packed house. They had people standing on the fences and stuff. And you went in there and with a pretty young squad on offense, albeit, as we've talked about, a pretty senior-laden core, didn't faze you one bit. You came out, started out hot, finished strong, even though things got a little bit dicey at the very end there, and then, you know, went away with a victory.
Sure, and you know, and you'll take a win any way you can get it, especially early on in the year, and you know, with the young club offensively. Like I said, it wasn't pretty at times, but we found a way to get it done, and that's the most important thing. And couldn't be more prouder of our guys for you know, because you know there's times in that game where it could have went the other way. You know, momentum could have shifted when we're down inside the five twice, and we have to settle for a field goal, and then they come back and then they score and tie up the game. You know, that the tide could have turned there, but never at any point during that game did I think that we weren't in control of the ball game, and so that's encouraging. Like I mentioned, especially with the young club, but. Really proud of our guys for keep that it's kept fighting and kept battling and found a way to get it done.
We'll talk about the Owosso Rams and Bartlesville's Week 1 matchup, second game of the season, coming up here in a moment. But first, we'll take our first break, come back and talk with senior inside linebacker Tyler Gillette. He's our player profile this evening. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
When you think gourmet pizza, you know you don't have to get on a plane and fly around the world to get one. But Hideaway Pizza knows a gourmet pie is not something you get at a gas station either. That's why Hideaway is where gourmet, real gourmet, and convenience come together every day. It couldn't be easier. Go to hideawaypizza.com, pick your location, then, and this is important, take your time to browse the menu and see what you've been missing. Secret sauce made fresh daily at every restaurant, and choices of meats, veggies, cheeses, fruits, and glazes that other places can't even pronounce. Basically, if you can imagine it, Hideaway can put it in a pie you'll love. And don't worry if you have special diet limits. Just tell your server what you can and can't eat, and you'll be amazed at the delicious, healthy creations that come from Hideaway Kitchens. Hideaway Pizza, Frank Phillips and Johnstone in downtown Bartlesville and in Owosso.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Show on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Thank you so much to OK Federal Credit Union and, of course, Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville for bringing us this program. If you're a parent of a Bruin or anything like that, we'd love to see you out here every Wednesday evening, 6:30. We talk to a Bartlesville player and, of course, the head coach of the Bruins, John McKee, as we get set for more Bartlesville football throughout the 2017 season. Should be a fun 2017. Bruins 1-0 after that win against McAllister last week. Now let's talk with senior inside linebacker Tyler Gillette, our player profile this evening. Tyler, good evening to you. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Appreciate you coming down here. Now, I talked with Coach McKee off air a little bit. Cole Williams did a great job last week, during his interview, so we'll grade you afterward and tell you how you do. Now, and you've got a class to get to here at 7 o'clock as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tyler's got a government class, right?
Yes, sir.
And how high up is government on the list of classes that you like for Tyler Gillette?
The class itself's boring, but the instructor's really fun, okay. So it makes it all right.
Oh, that's fair. Hopefully he's not listening as we talk with Tyler Gillette here on the John McKee Show. Tyler, let's talk a little football first, then we'll get into you as a person a little bit. 1-0, senior, inside linebacker. I believe it was two seasons ago you started to kind of rotate in there and had a lot of success as kind of a backup and started this past season for the Bruins. Just kind of walk me through your history playing football and then how this season has gone this far for the Bruins.
Yeah, I started playing football back when I was probably in like third, fourth grade. And I actually played running back all throughout middle school and YMCA ball. And then sophomore year, they asked me to play dog because I think it was Jamone got suspended for some reason. So I was playing, getting some time in there. Started against Sand Springs my sophomore year, and that was really impacted me because it helped me grow as a player to understand what it was like.
Sure.
And then junior year coming in, we were losing our two starters inside, so they asked me to move inside to replace them. And then I just fell in love with the position there and just went off there. And then this year I'm coming back as a starter.
So started out as an offensive guy, and it sounds like you like the defense now?
Oh, yeah, I love defense.
Absolutely.
More.
It's got a different kind of mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more physical and everything.
Talking with Tyler Gillette here, our player profile. 1-0, win over McAllister. Defense played really well, and as Coach McKee has kind of talked about over the past few weeks as we've been speaking with him, getting ready for the season, defense kind of your guys' strong suit. If you look back to, say, your freshman or sophomore year, that wasn't the case, but you've got a senior-laden group on defense and a crew of eight or so returning guys, seven or eight returning guys that can really lock people down. If you could, you know, what's the different mindset for you guys when you look back at your freshman or sophomore year versus now your senior season? What's different as far as your guys' team identity as a whole, if you look at it?
Yeah, well, whenever we were freshmen and sophomores, the offenses were extremely high-powered, so they could kind of hide the struggles on defense. But this year, our offense, I mean, we're not as best as we were, but we're still good. But we have a lot of freshmen coming in, sophomores, young guys. So our defense has to step up and play better.
Tyler Gillette, senior inside linebacker for the Bruins. You and Lucas Hammock kind of share that spot at the inside. You've got some new outside guys, and Coach McKee and I talked about a few of them. Brian Dillon, I thought, played really well on Friday. You give me your grade and how you thought those outside linebackers played in some of their kind of first extended varsity action in that win over McAllister.
I was really impressed with them. Like, I didn't know what to expect coming in because they're first-year players. And I remember my first game, I was so nervous and everything. In fact, before the game, I went up to Logan, just talked to him and helped him out before. And I was really pleased with how Brian played on the defense as well.
Yeah, talking about Brian Dillon there as we speak with Tyler Gillette, senior inside linebacker for Bartlesville, ahead of the Bruins and Owosso. Before we get into you off the field, you've got Owosso coming into town this week. Obviously, really good club, 6A1, that's, you know, big time. Top of the line football in the state of Oklahoma, just beat Jinx by 38 points, and that hardly ever happens. What are you guys thinking going into that Owosso game? Of course, it's kind of a rivalry one. It's just down the road, you know, about as close as you'll get to any 6A clubs in the state as far as proximity to Bartlesville. What are you guys thinking going into the game against the Rams?
Yeah, they're a very good team, obviously, and we have to play absolute best. I believe we can. We just got to go out there and prove it, and if we got there, it'll be a big win for us as a program moving forward for the young guys to see that we can beat the bigger teams in the Tulsa area.
Off the field stuff, I'll have you know, Tyler Gillette, we told him he could order whatever he wanted. We're here at Hideaway, you know, fine dining establishment, downtown Bartlesville. In fact, the ad, I believe, we just played said they could put anything on a pie, and we gave him the option, and he wanted to order cheese. And Coach McKee overruled him, and we got a Meat Lovers instead, so hopefully he'll take that. But what, Tyler Gillette, what's your favorite food? What do you want to eat on a Wednesday evening?
It's tough. Italian food is really good. Some pasta.
What's your favorite kind of pasta?
Just some spaghetti.
Just regular spaghetti?
Yeah, just plain spaghetti with
meatballs.
Meatballs.
Good stuff. I had some spaghetti and meatballs before you guys' game on on Friday down there in Krebs. Favorite TV shows, movies, stuff like that?
I watch Modern Family a lot.
Yeah, Modern Family is pretty good. You know who I got kind of a crush on there in that Modern Family?
Who?
Is that Julie Bowen that plays the Claire Dunphy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got kind of a crush on her instead of the younger one. That's the one that I kind of like is the Claire Dunphy. As we talk with Tyler Gillette here. Teammates, let's talk about teammates. Who's the funniest teammate you guys got on the 2017
It's either going to be DeAndre Young or Sam Martin.
I've gotten Sam. Yeah. I think Sam Martin was the choice for singing last week. I asked Colwood, does Sam Martin sing?
I mean,
Do you sing?
I don't sing, no.
Okay.
He sings, but he's not good at it.
What are your plans for after you're done with this high school thing here next year?
I'm going to go to college, and I'm looking into either going into construction or engineering fields.
So football, is that a possibility, something?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to if it comes up, but I'd rather focus on academics.
Sure, that's a smart thing to always do. And where were you thinking about going anywhere in particular?
I've already applied for OU and UCO.
That's pretty cool. UCO is not bad in Edmond. I won't speak anything about the university down south there in Norman. Tyler, thanks so much. I appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you on Friday, and looking forward to watching you throughout your senior campaign.
Thank you.
Bartlesville senior inside linebacker Tyler Gillette. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the Bruins and the Owosso Rams week one action at Custer Stadium as Bartlesville opens up its home schedule. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1.
Great to see
you. Girl, what are you doing ringing that bell? Get in here, all of you.
How long has it been since we've been out for girls' night?
Well, let's see. My twins weren't walking, and they both ride bikes now.
I can't believe that.
So where are we going to go to catch up?
Ooh, Hideaway Pizza for sure.
Oh, not for me.
You don't like Hideaway?
I love it. That's the problem. I'm trying to do the vegan thing.
Girl, you just stick with me then. I'm 3 months vegan, and look.
You look great. I was going to ask you what diet you were on.
It's called being smart about what you love to eat. The other day, I went...
Even if you have special dietary requirements, you can still enjoy Hideaway. Just let your server know what you can and can't eat, and you'll be amazed at the delicious, healthy creations that come out from the Hideaway kitchens. Hideaway Pizza, Frank Phillips and Johnstone in downtown Bartlesville and in Owosso.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
The McKee Show on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. Hopefully your Wednesday evening is going well. Broadcasting from the beautiful downtown Bartlesville, Hideaway Pizza. We'll be here every Wednesday evening at 6:30. Would love for you to come out and join us. And, of course, you can always listen here on K1. Stream us online as well, bartlesvilleradio.com. Bruins 1-0 after that 30-25 win against McAllister last week. And Coach McKee, a challenge for you all on Friday as the Owosso Rams come to town. 1-0, beat Jinx 48-10 last week. And that's a sentence that hardly anybody's been able to say the last decade or so in the state of Oklahoma. And Owosso, of course, under first-year head coach Bill Blankenship, newly hired head coach from Fayetteville, Arkansas, of course, used to be the head coach at the University of Tulsa. And rightfully so, I would guess, with the first year of Bill Blankenship and a 38-point win over Jinx, people down to our south wearing crimson in Owosso are probably pretty excited about the start of their football season.
Oh, no doubt. I'm sure they are. You're watching them on film, very talented. I mean, we knew they were a talented team after playing them last year and those guys getting most of their guys back. We knew they were going to be a formidable opponent. They got a moving quarterback from Texas, I believe, somewhere. But he looks really good. They have a really good football team. As you mentioned, to go into Jinx and beat them by 38, that's something to be said about that. Now, obviously, Jinx is a little bit down this year, but still, Owosso is a very good football team. You know, it starts with their, you know, Josh Proctor, their safety, and they play him on offense also. And you got, you know, Wayne Jones, the other safety is really good also. And, you know, the big up front, physical. And I was really impressed watching watching the film, the play of their linebackers. Those two inside linebackers they have are really good. So it's going to it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. But you know, it, like I tell the kids all week this week, you know, it's a chance for us to go out and beat somebody that we're not supposed to beat, because nobody in the world is going to pick us to win. So you know, let's just go play the game, see what happens.
Yeah, non-district game, you're at home. You can kind of just throw it out there and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I know we talk about playing with house money a lot. You and I have talked about that phrase quite a bit in the last two or three years on this program. Will Keeney is the quarterback that he mentioned. Keeney was 17 for 27, 278 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions last week in their zero-week game against Jinx. Tyree Sisson, Dylan Chin, two main wide receivers for them. You mentioned Josh Proctor. Of course, he's Ohio State commit. Big on the defensive side of the football, but obviously he will play on offense as well. Had a 100-yard pick six against the Trojans. And it almost looks like to me, Coach, from just watching them a little bit up until when they got ahead, and I know he was dealing with some cramping issues, he'll almost play every down, special teams, offensively, defensively. And I guess when you got a guy that's going to be a Buckeye, why wouldn't you? So they kind of ride him around a little bit.
No doubt. He's a very talented, very special player. And he's going to be a challenge for us to cover and to shut down. I mean, we are really going to have to, you know, break down and make sure that we tackle well and do what we did last week. I thought we did last week. We did a really good job of swarming to the football. So it's going to take a team effort and, you know, rally to the ball and make good tackles.
Yeah, probably they got more returning starters back on offense than defense. Eight guys back on offense. A lot of those offensive linemen. Bryce Cabrera is their tailback that they have back. He's pretty good. I know he had a good game against Jinx on Friday, too. So talented on offense. What do you see from the Rams defensively? I know you talked about their linebacking core.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with, you know, I think the strength of their team is obviously their secondary. Those two safeties that roam around back there, they're that make it tough to advance the football down the field, and it doesn't matter if you're on the hash or not, they're going to go track it down. So we're going to have to be very, very, you know, smart with the football and try not to turn it over and, you know, do the best we can and use our feet when we can. So if outside the pocket, you got grass, tell the quarterbacks all week, take the grass. Don't chance, you know, putting the ball in the air, especially if it's not there, and use your feet. So we're going to have to do a lot of that in just 3 yards at a time, and here we go.
You've got your first home game. Should be a pretty good crowd. I know people are probably rightfully excited here as well after a win at McAllister. Have anything to say to any of those people that would that are going to come out at Custer Stadium on Friday night?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I really do. You know, as you mentioned, you know, it's Bills, you know, first season at Owosso, and Coach Blankenship does a great job. He really does. I mean, you can obviously tell that in the way that they're playing right now. You know, there's a lot of excitement in Owosso. There's a lot of excitement here in Bartlesville. So I think it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be an awesome, awesome weather. So it's a great night to come out and watch some high school football.
Absolutely. As Bartlesville takes on Owosso, 7 o'clock kickoff. I know Owosso has listed 7:30 in a lot of their stuff throughout the last couple of weeks. It is a 7 o'clock kickoff.
7 o'clock, yes.
We get to pick that, and Bartlesville plays their games at 7 when we can. So 7 o'clock kickoff at Custer Stadium, and the ball game we'll have for you pregame at 6:30 right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. And hopefully, Coach, a similar outing to last time. Felt like you left some points on the board a week ago, so if you can clean up some of that stuff, should be a fun matchup, I think, on Friday.
Absolutely. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we've got to do a better job of being in the red zone and coming away with touchdowns. We can't settle for field goals, especially against a very good football team like Owosso. So hopefully we can correct some of those mistakes that we had and take advantage of those opportunities when they come around.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Thank you to Tyler Gillette for coming on and speaking with us in the program. And, of course, Trey Stump, who does a great job back in the studio every week as well. We'll get it back to regularly scheduled programming, and we'll be back here next week at 6:30 for the third edition of the John McKee Show. Thanks to Hideaway Pizza for having us and OK Federal Credit Union. We will talk to you on Friday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick. Bartlesville takes on the Owosso Rams from Custer Stadium right here on K1.